We're starting this morning with news that Israel has bombed Iran. They say they've hit nuclear sites to stop Iran making a nuclear bomb. The head of the global nuclear watchdog has confirmed that Iran's main nuclear enrichment site was struck. Iran says they've killed the chief of Iran's Revolutionary Guards and six nuclear scientists, that residential areas were hit and civilians, including children, were killed. Here's Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We targeted Iran's main enrichment facility in Natanz. We targeted Iran's leading nuclear scientists working on the Iranian bomb. We also struck at the heart of Iran's ballistic missile program. Last year, Iran fired 300 ballistic missiles at Israel. Each of these missiles carries a ton of explosives and threatens the lives of hundreds of people. Soon, those missiles could carry a nuclear payload, threatening the lives not of hundreds, but of millions. Iran is gearing up to produce 10,000 of those ballistic missiles within 3 years. Now just imagine. Imagine 10,000 tons of TNT landing on a country the size of New Jersey. This is an intolerable threat. It too must be stopped.
That's Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Greg Karlstrom is with us. He's Middle East correspondent for The Economist. Morning, Greg.
Good morning to you.
Take us through what you know about what's happened here.
It's been a wide-ranging wave of waves of Israeli strikes. There have been at least three so far, aimed not only at nuclear facilities, but also the top military leadership of Iran. The head of the Revolutionary Guard was killed, the chief of staff of the army, and in the past hour or so, reports that a senior security advisor to the supreme leader, a very significant security figure in Iran, Ali Shamkhani, was killed as well. So not just, again, aimed at nuclear sites, but it looks like an effort to decapitate the Iranian military, if not try to destabilize the regime as a whole.
If they've hit a nuclear enrichment site, is that dangerous? Will there be radiation from there? Is that known yet?
It's not known yet. We don't know the extent of the damage. We don't know what was done. I think the consequences in that sense are likely to be limited. We're talking about sites that were enriching uranium, but at a fairly low level, and they were doing so deep underground. Some of these are buried 100 meters or more under the ground. So the initial thinking is that whatever radioactive contamination there might be is likely to be contained beneath the rubble. But again, it's just too early to have a proper assessment.
As Shane was telling us in the newspaper review, Mark Weiss reporting in the Irish Times that Iran was warned by a friendly country. Did they know this was coming?
I'm not sure they did, because if they had, I suspect their military leadership would have taken more precautions. I mean, it seems as if the army chief and the head of the Revolutionary Guard were at home. They were killed in strikes on apartment buildings overnight that hit their apartments. I think if they had suspected that there was a serious Israeli strike coming, and they had known when it was coming, they probably would have been sleeping somewhere a bit more fortified.
What is Iran saying this morning?
Well, about what you would expect, condemnations from across the political spectrum in Iran, not just from the regime and its supporters, not just from hardliners, but from more reformist figures in Iran as well. And you would expect to see that sort of rally around the flag effect, where even people who are critics of the Iranian government would rally at a moment like this. They have threatened to retaliate, according to the Israeli army. There are about 100 or so Iranian drones making their way towards Israel. They will take probably about 7 or 8 hours to get there. And then I would expect this will be similar to what we saw last April in that first Iranian attack on Israel, when they, closer to when those drones arrive, Iran will also fire ballistic missiles, which travel much faster, to try and do a sort of multi-layered attack that might overwhelm Israel's air defenses.
With Hezbollah weakened, is Iran's capacity to attack Israel also weakened?
It is. They would have relied on Hezbollah as their first line of defense in the past, and that's part of why Israel hasn't carried out a strike like this, despite threatening to do so for about 20 years now. Whether or not Hezbollah still has some missile capability, I mean, they might. They probably have some precision missiles that survived the war with Israel last year. But whether or not they're going to use them is an open question. It would be deeply unpopular, I think, in Lebanon if they were to reopen the war and essentially rally to Iran's defense. So that leaves Iran to directly strike at Israel with missiles and drones, and then to decide if it also wants to lash out at American targets in the region, for example. But that would be obviously quite risky for Iran because it might draw the United States directly into this conflict.
Statements from the White House this morning make it clear that the U.S. knew this attack was going to happen. But how much support did the U.S. give Israel for what it's doing?
It's very hard to say. I mean, the official messaging, what we've heard from the president and from Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, is that Israel acted alone, that the United States knew about this, wasn't surprised, but the United States was not involved. I don't think Iran is going to believe those sorts of denials. I think it is going to hold the U.S. responsible and blame the U.S. for taking a role here, no matter what the Trump administration says. But again, I'm not sure that will drive it to strike directly at the U.S., because if it does that, this becomes a much bigger conflict and it becomes much more threatening to the Iranian regime at that point.
Greg, thanks for that. That's Greg Carlstrom, Middle East correspondent for The Economist, with the time coming up to 7:20.